Welcome to Searchlight, a survey through Scripture with Pastor John Corson. It is our desire to bring you a systematic study of the entire Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book. On our last Searchlight program, we began talking about a deadly disease. This disease afflicts millions, even billions of people, and yet remains undiagnosed in most cases. The disease that we are talking about is Saul's syndrome. It is an affliction of the soul and is illustrated by the life of King Saul. We saw in our first story in 1 Samuel chapter 20 that Saul's condition had become so grave that he lashed out at his own son and tried to kill him by throwing a spear at him. The important lesson that we have learned so far is that it wasn't the situation that caused Saul to get angry. The situation simply revealed what was already in his heart. Because of his disobedience to God and his hard heart toward God, Saul had bitterness and anger and jealousy in his heart. This can happen to us as well. We can start harboring anger in our hearts if we disobey God. We then get mad at people and believe that they are the cause of our anger, but they are simply revealing the anger that is already in our heart. Let's now join Pastor John for the conclusion of this teaching as we learn more about Saul's syndrome.
You're frustrated with her. You're angry at him. Well, I've got a point to make. And I think I'm on target. Wham! You see? And we're chucking spears because we fail to see it's not my wife. It's not my husband. It's not my little brother. It's not my son or my daughter. It's me. The problem is disobedience and rebellion in me. That's the whole deal, you see. It's me. It's me. Now, God lets us know when we are being afflicted by this Saul syndrome. You have warning signs like I did a couple of days ago. I'm driving in my 1974 Volkswagen Bug. And I like that car, but it's getting old. And when things get old, they fall apart. You know about that. And so I'm driving down the road, and the glove box door just flips open. Now, my glove box is packed full of stuff, junk, whatever. Flips open. So I shut it. And I go about 20, 30 more seconds and hit a little bump, and it flips open again. I shut it once more. About a minute later, once more, it flips open, and I then stop and I look and I see that the little dealy bobber, the little latch that secures the door has been worn down. It's worn off over the years. It's just worn out. I get back in my car and I drive some more. Flops open again. I shut it. It flops open again. I shut it again. It flops open yet once more and boom, I start slamming that thing about every 10 seconds, you know, banging away at my glove box door. You know, stay shut. I know it can't stay shut. What am I doing? What am I thinking? I'm slamming this door, you know, I'm boom, boom, boom. And then it gets worse. When I get to the place where I was going, see, I find myself in a conversation with somebody very close to me. And I talked to him, and I talked with him. And I found myself, when he was asking certain things, we were talking about certain issues, I found myself feeling irritated. And so I fired away, oh, in a quiet voice, mind you. But it was deadly. I was making my points. I was right on target. Things needed to be straightened out. I have the right, you see. I have the right to say this. I'm on target about that. This is a point that needs to be made. And I fired away, and I fired away. When I was done, I knew something was really wrong. got back in my car again, talked it over with the Lord like we do. And you know, I realized right then that the Lord was showing me on the way to the meeting that something was wrong in my soul. Because when the glove box door flopped open, here I am, banging away. But because I didn't deal with it there, I didn't resolve it then, I make my point brutally. I fire a spear cruelly at someone that I care about deeply. That happens. God always warns you and always warns me with glove box doors that fall open, or some other irritation. You're driving in your car, somebody cuts in front of you, you see. How do you react? Or does something else flow forth that is peaceful and gentle? God is allowing that encounter, that squeeze, that bump, to reveal to you what's really going on in your soul, so that when you're with your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother, your daughter, whatever it might be, you won't throw spears at them brutally. God will always let you, God will always let me, God will always let us see the condition of our soul by causing a bump in the road, a squeeze from people around us, or whatever it might be, that we might see what's going on, you see. The problem is, when I'm firing away my spears, because I'm on target, and I have a point to make, and I'm right here, just like Saul thought that he was, the problem is, those that look on me, or the father who looks down and sees me, it's really ugly. It's just crazy. Just like when we read this story, we say, what is Saul doing? This is insanity. This is bizarre. What is he doing? And your wife looks at you, or your daughter looks at you, or your brother or your sister looks at you and says, what's with you? What's going on? And yet we still say, but I'm right. I've got a point. As we fire away day after day. Well, in Saul's case, we see in this story that he was dead wrong. And his lashing out was taking a toll, not only on him, but those that were closest around him. Jonathan, his son. What can I do? What can you do? What can we do if we say, perhaps I am throwing spears at my little brother? Maybe I have thrown a spear at my father or my mother. Maybe I have talked about my boss or talked about those guys or made a point about these sisters, whatever it might be. How do you know if you're right or if you're wrong? Very simple rule of thumb. At any given moment, I will either be spirit-led or I will spear it dead. I will be spirit-led. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. Or I will spear, S-P-E-A-R, spear it dead. Well, you're wrong. And why don't you see this? Boom. And how come you didn't do that? Bang. And I'll fire away. I'll be spirit-led, the fruit of the Spirit, or spirit-dead. Now, how will I know if I'm spirit-led? Because, as I said, if I'm spirit-led, there is going to be compassion. If I'm spearing it dead, there is going to be, as it says in our text, confusion. Saul was terribly confused, and he accused Jonathan of confusion. He was the one that was mixed up. He was the one that was messed up. But he says to Jonathan, oh man, you're confused in verse 30. You son of a perverse, rebellious woman. Do not I know that you have chosen David to your own confusion? You're confused, son. But in reality, it was Saul who was confused. Tragically. How do I know where I'm at? compassion or confusion. I see Jesus, another king. I see Jesus, the greatest king, the King of Kings. He was being put down, obviously, attacked brutally. He was pinned to the cross, and while he hung there naked on the tree, exposed, while people cursed him and spat at him, what did he pray? What did he say? He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do." That's compassion. What happened next? As he hung on the tree, a spear, a real spear, was stuck in his side. And from out of his side, amazingly, came blood and water. Blood, redemption. Water, refreshment. Water. Out of your innermost being shall gush forth what? Torrents of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. John chapter 7. Jesus, man. Compassion personified, compassion exemplified. Jesus, when he hung as they shot at him, he said, "Father, Father, forgive them. They don't understand." And when they poked him with the spear that day, it was water, the spirit, that came out, and blood, redemption, poured out. Not vinegar. Vinegar, interesting. When he hung on the cross, they took a stick that was like a spear, and they put a sponge on the end, and it was full of vinegar and myrrh. It was full of vinegar and a drug, and they held it up to him. He tasted and saw it was vinegar and refused it. Others would say, "Deaden the pain. Take of the vinegar. Drink of the myrrh. Deaden the pain." And that's what happens to me and to you. Hey, you're hurt. Deaden your pain. Fire back. Let them know what you think, or talk about them behind their back, you see. Jesus tasted that vinegar and turned his face away. He wouldn't take the vinegar, that which was bitter. He wouldn't take it. From out of his side came no vinegar, folks. Nothing bitter. From out of his side came blood and water, redemption and refreshment. That's being spirit-led. Jesus, King Jesus on the cross, wasn't throwing spears like King Saul in his bizarrety, but took the spear in incredible love and grace and mercy. And out came refreshment, redemption. Now, what comes out of me when somebody has a point to make, or throws a spear, or makes a jab? What comes out of me? Is it redemptive and refreshing? Or is it, "I'm going to throw a spear back at you that's going to take your head off, buddy"? What's my attitude? Am I spirit-led? Or am I trying to spear it dead? Am I afflicted with Saul's syndrome? Do I make my point? Do I return that punch? Do I counter-blow? If so, I'm Saul. And you need to know that you will lash out not only at that one, but you will lash out at others too. To your own disgrace, to your own dismay, sad to say. Well, then John, here Saul is now throwing spears at his own son. He's messed up. He is confused. There's no compassion in him. If that happens to us from time to time, what can we do? Listen carefully. I'm almost through. Here's the key. Confusion, bam, 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 is transformed into compassion when you have communion and make confession. Confusion is transformed into compassion when you have communion and make confession. What do you mean? Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Okay? I'm here once more today. I'm holding his body. What do I remember? My sin did that to you, Lord. How can I be uptight with him, mad at her, angry with them? My sin. Your body was broken. My sin did that to you. What sin? Confess it specifically. Not just my sin generically, not just my sin generally, but when you confess your sin, Lord, an hour ago, I thought that thought. This morning, I ignored my daughter. On the way to church, I was cold to my wife. Coming in, I saw him and I didn't have a kind thought when I saw him come in. With specificity, you confess your sin. You say, John, that's going to take a long time, right? That's why we have communion here three times a day for an hour each session. Why? Because if I just nonchalantly, casually say, oh, forgive me for my sin, I don't realize how bad I've been. When I specifically go down the list and confess my sin specifically, by name, articulately, what does that do? Well, Jesus put it this way. The one who is forgiven much loves much. If I am specifically going down the list and saying, this was wrong, and I'm in error there, and I said that, and I shouldn't have, and I did that, and I ought not to, with specificity, I'm broken. I say, I am a sinner. And all of a sudden, I see, why would I take the speck out of your eye when there's a beam in my own? How could I come down on you? And I throw down my spear. And I say, I've lost my appetite to make my point. I don't think anymore that I'm on target. Boom. I say, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a miserable sinner. I broke your body. See, the person who throws spears, when I throw spears, if you throw spears, it's indicative of one thing. You don't realize, I don't realize, we don't realize our own miserable, sinful condition. That's why we have to confess our sin. Lord, I am not qualified to throw a spear at anyone. I am a sinner. Woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips, as Isaiah cried. I am undone. Why would I fault my husband? Look at the mess I am, Lord. Why would I fault my father, my mother, my friend, my boss, my neighbor? I'm a sinner. I did this to you. Even the sins I've done in the past 24 hours, as you name them and confess it, what happens is you lose your appetite for spear throwing. The one who is forgiven much loves much. It doesn't mean you go out and sin more so you'll love much. It's not the amount of sin. It's the awareness of sin. You have plenty of sin. It's just being aware of it. I have plenty of sin. It's just confessing it. This confusion of hurting people around me turns into compassion when I come to communion and make confession. Lord, it's me. I'm the sinner. I broke your body. I break your heart. You grieve for me. You're not mad at me. You're not down on me. But you grieve for me because I know, Lord, that you see stuff that I'm thinking about or attitudes that I'm hanging on to that's just not right in your sight. And then I take the cup and I say, Lord, thank you. I broke your body. I know I broke your heart. But Lord, right here, right now, I remember this too. I get a fresh start. I am forgiven and my sin is washed away. And I take that blood transfusion. I drink of the cup of salvation. I rejoice that I've been shown mercy and grace. Then when I walk out the sanctuary and see that guy face to face, no longer do I desire to chuck a spear mentally or to say that phrase or that word that I know would bug him or bug her. It's no longer there because I've met with the Lord. And if I feel, when I feel, should I feel those tendencies to slam the glove box door, I have to say, the problem isn't the Volkswagen. That's what I said when I got out of the car that day. I said, I need a new car. As I stormed into the meeting and threw a few spears in there. Dumb. I don't need a new car. I need a new heart. That's the thing. It's not the car's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. It's not your boss's fault. It's you. Every time I point the finger at somebody else, there's three pointing back at me. I have found that's a pretty good ratio. Whatever the problem is with you, I'm three times worse, you see. I think it's a pretty good rule of thumb. You're three times worse than the one that you're pointing out, your one you're pointing to, the one that you're firing at. You're worse. I'm worse. So what do we do? Lord, I'm confused. I'm saying stuff to people that are around me that's mean and cruel and painful. It hurts them. I thought I was on target, Lord, trying to get them straightened out, trying to help her see, trying to help him get it. But Lord, now I see it's the Saul syndrome. It's me, it's me, it's me, Lord, it's me, it's me. And this confusion that I've been in, I want it to be compassion like Jesus we see from you when you were pierced and the spear was thrust through. I want to have redemption and refreshment flow from me, not bitterness and cleverness and hostility. So change me today, Lord. Right here. I come to the table, not Saul's table, but the Savior's table. And I say, it's me. And I confess my sins specifically. Search my heart, O God. Remind me, reveal to me those sins that perhaps I'm not even aware of or have closed my eyes to, but that grieve you because you see how it hurts those around me. I confess this. I did this to you, Lord, and you gave your blood for me. Now, Lord, change me because I see the problem is me. And as you do, that confusion is turned to compassion. And you'll look at others who may have issues, who may have problems, and you'll find yourself thinking and feeling and praying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Not blast them. Bless them. Are you spirit-led or spirit-dead? I hope you get the point.
Do you get the point? It is enlightening to see this syndrome in someone else. It makes us realize just how foolish we are sometimes. We get angry and lash out at others because we think we're so right that we have a valid point to make. But in reality, that anger is just a reflection of what is already inside of us. Today is the day to come to the Lord and allow Him to transform our confusion into compassion. This teaching is also available on the Searchlight website at johncorson.com. You will also find on the website Pastor John's books and other Bible study resources. Again, the address of the website is johncorson.com. That's johncorson.com.
We would like to remind you that on the Searchlight website, you can find Pastor John's teachings through the entire Bible. You can listen to the audio or watch the video of any of these teachings from the website at any time for no charge. The Searchlight website address is johncorson.com.
Searchlight is a listener-supported ministry. We appreciate your prayers and support. May the Lord richly bless you.